All right, so this is the second recording that I wanted to get done this morning for notes. It's May 23rd, 2018. It's about 8:11 in the morning. So, primary purpose of this recording is I want to take a quick run at two steps back. And, I'm not really sure where exactly I want to introduce the concept of the master's craft, although this might be the first place that I'm going to consider doing that, the timing of it. This is the first time that I may mention it. So it's I plan on leaving off or ending the first presentation by the first time I'll be naming the bridge function. So picking up here, maybe starting out by saying that the concept of the bridge function relates to my chosen discipline, ontological map of the human condition, which I've already mentioned that in the first presentation, but it's my chosen discipline is really in my material. I'll be referring to that as the master's craft, and in that, the pivotal point apex of the master's craft is an expanded consciousness. It's an awakening awareness, which leads to an expanded consciousness, an exaltation of the bridge function, which I may mention that here, or in this presentation, in the presentation of the two steps back. But say what you're going to do, say how you're going to do it. So the way that I want to approach this is in saying or clarifying how I've done that for myself and how I intend to share this insight, this discipline of the master's craft with others using connect the modeling but and mapping, that's in this, but so there's two forms, it's puzzles or kind of games, so I mean it goes back to using a game to help someone gain insights into a complex issue. It sort of helps them to think critically about it. And the two, I chose puzzles, and the first is the connect the dots puzzle, and the second is the jigsaw puzzle. So the way that I looked at that, or the way that I organized, structured, that would be a better word, the way that I came to structure that was the connect the dots puzzle is fully scalable, meaning it is without boundaries. And so the way a connect the dots puzzle works is you have this scattering of points of dots, and usually there's something that indicates a sequence, and what that sequence is for is you draw connecting lines between each of the dots. And if you follow the sequence as you draw the lines, an image emerges, what I, term the big picture. You come to recognize the pattern and the picture that emerges, and that's the big picture. And the way that I'm using that phrase, the big picture, is that is the expanded consciousness. it's an exaltation of that consciousness of that individual that's grasping and seeing this picture that emerges, their view of the world, an expanded view of the world and their role in it. So I went on, you know, I've got also, and again, some of this will be put forth in the presentation just as a mentioning of it to first introduce the concept. But the more detail I see now as something in this for the study guide for each of these presentations. I talked about rigging, how these lines or edges, you know, if you get into boundary mathematics, these lines show how they connect, but it's also can kind of be seen as rigging, how the points, the standard references correlate, connect, and therefore provide mutual support, a mutually supportive, and of course in that phrase I ran across, mutually supportive and adaptive. But I talk about rigging, where the rigging, like on the mast of a sailing ship, helps to provide strength and support and to the mast, which the sails are mounted on and are unfurled from to capture the wind. And the stronger the rigging, the more force, the more power, energy that the sails can capture safely. And then, of course, that energy, that force, can be used to navigate the ship, to move the ship, so, or the vessel. So, you know, without getting into any more detail on that, that's kind of what I wanted to show. You know, I just kind of want to mention it's about the expanded consciousness. As you connect the dots, a pattern emerges, a picture emerges, pattern recognition. We have a gift for that. And as that picture, as that pattern emerges, that picture emerges, we begin, it's an expanded, we experience an expanded consciousness by seeing the big picture, by grasping. Anyway, so with that said, the same is true of the jigsaw puzzle. The difference there is it's framed. There's a defined boundary, a boundary edge that separates it. And so the way I look, or the way I spoke about that, was it's an operational platform. And again, you know, you can do family, you can do organization, family and friends, you know, your career. It can be a working unit or group or division, department within some organization, whether it be a corporation or a nonprofit. But so as you start to put the pieces together and you see how these pieces fit together, then again an image emerges, and you become the expanded consciousness, and you become aware of the big picture. Again, this is about an expanded conscious, an exalted state. So those were the two examples that I cited of what it means in the master's craft to experience enlightenment and expanded consciousness of seeing the big picture. And I did one framed and one unframed because we are exposed to both kinds of circumstance in our social economic system. And the constellation of concepts, although I see that more as the abstract, although there are, I'm sure there, I could think of other more concrete applications for it, but I see that more as the abstract of the standard of measure, the choice of first magnitude. And then I see the jigsaw puzzle more as an application. Again, be it that you're using this constellation of concepts, these standards that you chose to use as a guide to your actions, I see it, whether you're applying it to family or work or your church, that's your operational platform. So I think, without going into that too deep, I kind of see that as a possible way to approach how one, meaning the connect the dots, relates to the other, meaning the jigsaw puzzle. So I'll probably want to look at that a little bit more, but again, coming from the previous notes, a presentation, introduce, correlate, orient, but then offer detail through the study guide, the authored study guide. All right, so that's all I wanted to capture. Signing off.